Operation Varsity Blues, that's what the FBI calls its investigation into a massive bribery conspiracy over college admissions. It involved movie stars and CEOs paying more than $1 million, in some cases, to manipulate the college admission system for their kids. I'm here with higher education reporter Kirk Carapezza with our WGBH partners. He's been following the story, as well as another big, not entirely unrelated story, a discrimination lawsuit against Harvard University. It has been one heck of a week for education news, Kirk. What are college admissions officers telling you?
Well, I think the news that a lot of wealthy movie stars and designers and CEOs were willing to pay, in some cases, millions of dollars to get their kids into elite schools shocked many of us, right? This case calls into question the very idea that America is a meritocracy. But many people who work in higher education are not surprised. They say the admissions process has become such an incredible frenzy, and there's this assumption that wealthy families will try to buy their way in one way or the other.
So that was the big news this week. Then there's the ongoing story of a lawsuit against Harvard, Kirk. It's getting sued for alleged discrimination against Asian Americans. What can you tell us about that case?
Right. Harvard is being sued for allegedly discriminating against Asian American applicants, holding them to higher personal and academic standards. The plaintiffs say Harvard is stereotyping them as one-dimensional, perpetual foreigners. Harvard has denied those charges, and Harvard says that Asian Americans now make up nearly a third of the students there. So how could they be discriminating against Asian Americans?
And there's a similar lawsuit in California, right?
Yes. While we wait on the outcome of the Harvard case, the University of California system is facing a similar lawsuit with allegations that administrators may be considering race in admissions, even though California bans the practice. When he was running for California's state Senate last fall, Republican businessman George Shen says he often heard from Asian American families convinced they were being discriminated against in college admissions.
So in many of the town hall meetings or a public forum, they will bring this up. You know, what will be my position? The more I got involved politically, the more I noticed that people are really concerned about it.
I met Chen at a restaurant recently in the heart of a suburban Chinatown near L.A. He's 62, the son of Chinese immigrants, and says he didn't realize until last year that some Asian Americans were concerned that they were being held to higher academic and personal standards in college admissions.
We were told if we play by the rule, work hard, we'll be rewarded. So what we don't want is having two sets of different rules.
Shen lost his state Senate race, but then formed a group that's helping fund a current lawsuit against the University of California system, a lawsuit led by a UCLA professor, Rick Sander, a longtime critic of considering race in admissions.
The longer I work on affirmative action, the more I think that using racial preferences is highly addictive for universities.
Sander wrote a controversial book, Mismatch, which argues that considering race hurts the students it's intended to help by thrusting them into top programs they may not be academically prepared for. Several studies have dismissed that idea, countering that qualified minorities do better in more selective schools. But Sander stands by his theory.
It's a travesty to admit students without at least providing full disclosure that this is a problem that a lot of students are having.
Sander wants the UC system to give him troves of admissions data to determine whether admissions officers have secretly considered race in admissions, even though California voters banned it in 1996.
We're not suing the university for discrimination. We're suing the university for information with which we want to decide whether there's discrimination going on. If so, where?
He points to a 2014 admission study by UCLA sociologist Robert Mayer that found Asians are disadvantaged throughout the admissions process.
What Mayer said is that if we control for individual qualifications, African Americans and Latinos are systematically advantaged. There's some disturbing evidence of discrimination, which I think is very hard to dispute.
The University of California is disputing that evidence and states that it does not consider race, ethnicity, or gender in admissions. UC is the largest public higher ed system in the U.S. with more than 238,000 students. For years, UC says it's used race-neutral methods to attract the most diverse student body as possible. Admissions officials weigh grades and test scores, but also personal characteristics. UC says the data Sander wants isn't so easy to hand over. It protects students' privacy and isn't required by law.
I do have mixed feelings about this because as a civil rights attorney that is often questioning governmental conduct, I do believe in very open access to information.
Nicole Ochi is a lawyer in L.A. with Asian Americans Advancing Justice, a human rights group. Ochi has been representing students who testified in support of Harvard in the discrimination case in Boston. She sees similarities between the two lawsuits.
Both use Asian Americans as a wedge in this debate around the use of race in the admissions process. And in both cases, there's Asian American groups that had never existed before, came out of the woodwork to be plaintiffs.
Ochi dismisses the allegation that the University of California intentionally and systematically discriminates against Asian Americans in a state where they make up 13% of the college-age population, but more than one-third of all UC undergrads.
I think it's pretty clear that Asian Americans are not being excluded from the UC system, that race is not being used to penalize them.
In the Harvard discrimination case in Boston, none of the anonymous Asian American plaintiffs testified. And during a recent final hearing, Judge Allison Burroughs said that was a problem in proving intentional discrimination. In California, when I asked UCLA's Rick Sander and businessman George Shen to help identify Asian American students who claimed they were unfairly denied admission based on their race, none came forward. Shen says that shouldn't matter in this public records lawsuit.
This is a cultural thing. Asians don't like to, you know, rock the boat.
And Marco, George Shen tells me he's convinced that the University of California is hiding something. A court hearing to determine the merits of the lawsuit is expected later this year.
Reporter Kirk Carapeza, I'm curious, the two big education stories we're talking about here, on one hand, Asian students claiming they are being discriminated against, on the other hand, wealthy kids and their parents bribing their way into college. What is the connection between the two stories? Is there one?
Well, those who think the consideration of race should be banned are now using the bribery case to argue that we need to completely overhaul the system. Now, the Harvard discrimination case exposed a special list of donors and alumni who were given what they call an extra tip in the admissions process, and it's not unusual for colleges to keep such a list.
How are supporters of considering race in admissions reacting to the college bribery scandal?
They're outraged. Supporters of affirmative action say the bribery scheme drives home the notion that the education system is completely rigged. They say the idea of a meritocracy has turned out to be just a complete myth, that the SAT and donations, or in this case, huge bribes, act as affirmative action for rich white kids.
I mean, I got to say, the notion that there is not a meritocracy is not totally surprising, given the contours of the whole narrative that we know. But as a higher ed reporter, Kirk, does any of this surprise you?
The bribery thing, yes. I mean, it's surreal, right? These families were paying to have the faces of their sons and daughters photoshopped onto the bodies of athletes playing sports that their kids didn't even play.
Yeah,
it's stunning that it's come to this point, right? But the idea that parents are willing to cheat to give their kids an edge, not a huge surprise, right? The thread that runs through all these stories, I think, is the amount of pressure that parents put on their kids to get into elite schools.
Kirk Carapeza covers higher education with our partners here at WGBH. Thanks very much, Kirk, for your reporting on both these stories.
Thank you, Marco.